For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
It's an ML Sports Platter CH Saturday edition, of course, brought to you by CH Insurance, in your corner every day, every way. We've got my man John Serino out in the wilderness, and of course, Joe Convertino Jr. in the office. Hey, either way, different backgrounds, that's what we want, and we are bringing you the fantastic Bermuda Triangle on a Saturday morning. Guys, welcome aboard, and hope you're okay.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning. Yes, you got to be nimble in this business, in life in general. You got to be nimble. You got to do things out of the ordinary. You can't just be in a stuffy office all the time.
Hey, I know, and trust me. All right, let's get into this a little bit. You guys have a huge week. We got the webinar coming up and some company things, practices that you guys want to kind of get into, weave it all together for us. Joe, if you want to, tee it off here.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Good week. The CH team, along with HR1, our HR partner, are doing a webinar this Wednesday from 10 to 11 regarding company drivers in company vehicles. Whether you're a small business or large business, you know, it's no different. Managing a fleet, some safety, some policies and procedures, and it's going to be good because, you know, insurance rates, as you know, even in the auto, are creeping up. And in the commercial world, if you have some programs that you're into, and John will explain a little, it may reflect the rate on a renewal or a new piece of business. So, John, maybe you can share some insight on, companies, whether they have two vehicles or 100, some of the things that we've been helping them with.
So, yeah, just a couple of things. So first, I mean, listen, it's a perk to have a company car, to have an employee, one of your top employees have a company vehicle. And if they take it home during off hours, it's a perk, right? But you got to be careful with that, right? So you need to make sure that when they're off company time, their insurance is primary, okay? And you just want to make sure on a couple of things that you should be doing. One, you should be asking that employee for a copy of their declaration page just to make sure that they, one, have insurance, and two, that their limits are accurate, okay? Or are good enough to where, not that they have to meet $1 million, but they should have a more than the state minimum of $2,550, right? They should have maybe a 1-3 policy or a 250-500 policy. So just ask for a copy of the declaration page. Secondly, on a commercial fleet that could be two or could be, 400 vehicles, you should register for a program that's referred to as LENS, L-E-N-S. And that is a very inexpensive program that allows you to be alerted when one of your drivers maybe gets stopped for an infraction. And if something comes up on their DMV record, you'll get an alert so that you know that, maybe Joe got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt or for being on the cell phone. So that type of information is very valuable to you, because then you can address the issue. But more importantly, as Joe mentioned earlier, insurance companies can give you credit off of your premiums, to reduce your premiums if you have these programs, already set up.
Yeah. So Mike, the other thing is even if you don't have a company vehicle, what John was alluding to, whether you're in sales, you're in finance, and you're running on company business during the day or not all the time, their insurance is first, and then the company comes in after. So,
right.
You know, if something happened, they're going to be, oh my God, sue XYZ company because, you know, they were on company business. So even without a fleet or someone that's registered to the business, check a little bit to make sure they have the right insurance. And then always carry that insurance card. I know you have a mic in your car personally, commercially, no different, right? You got to have this. And we give nice little cards with all the information if there's a claim. So some little tips. You'll hear some more policies and procedures. I'm sure you'll share the link, Mike. We won't have it for our Saturday here, but we'll get it to you so we can share it maybe Sunday, Monday. So little tidbits Wednesday, 10 to 11. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And my, the back of my insurance card with that great CH insurance pouch has actually stickers of Joe Jr. and John Cirino on the back.
Okay, Mike. Okay.
Your face on the back. Real quick, golf by the day gets wilder and wilder. Obviously, we got Tiger and Rory in the news. I don't know, man. There's so many balls in the air. We got the next major coming up with the PGA. We've got, you know, end of an era perhaps soon with Tiger. We've got the Scheffler situation. We got the Masters ratings are down. I don't know. I take it all. I lump it all into a bucket, and I love golf. You both love golf. I wish the sport kind of wasn't like this, where so many people are at odds. I wish the ratings weren't down. I wish that certain media didn't go against each other, and it was more of a push and a celebration about the game as opposed to one side hating another. It's almost feeling like a little too political, but I still feel like the majors are the crux. It's the bread and butter, and that's what I love the most. The Masters was great, obviously. Give me something right now where you guys feel, I guess, just emotionally and what's going on. And I know, Joe, you want to hit on the Tiger Rory thing, but to me, that's just where I land right now. There's so many balls in the air with our golf world right now, and I don't think all of it is that great because of the constant fighting, and it's happened since the obviously the infusion of Liv.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, on Perry's show this morning, is this a little hush money to kind of stop the bleeding a little bit, the 100 million, the 50 million? When does it stop? John and I were up in Buffalo for Buffalo Insurance Day, Mike. David Faraday spoke. And of course, I met him at the end with another person. We got a photo. And I said, and he talked about this thing. He goes, Joe, it's going to be like tennis. Pick and choose, but it comes down to the majors, right? So he made that comparison, like, let these guys go play where they want. And I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but it's all about the majors. And I think you hit on it. There's a, you know, it was a very quiet message this week with 100 million. You didn't see Monahan get on. Where is all this? You had to find it for this 150 million. So my take is, it's kind of a Band-Aid right now, and here we go leading into the PGA. I don't know, John, what your thoughts are.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I mean, I just feel overall that it's just like giving the game a black eye, you know, and it's unfortunate because you got a lot of great players out there that, you know, if they could all playing the sandbox together, and it would just make it much more competitive. You know, you would see the competitiveness week in, week out with all those guys that are on Live, with the guys that are on PGA. I mean, they're the best of the best. And it's just unfortunate that you're not watching them all compete together weekend after weekend. You know, it's just gives the sport, I think, a little black eye.
Well, and if you think about Michael, well, sports, it's funny because I feel that way. Going where you want, playing where you want, taking money and all that, I mean, that's sports. That's free agency, right? That's what Kurt Flood wanted. You know, that's what Marvin Miller wanted in baseball, right? And so it kind of is carried over to all the other sports. And look at soccer, right? You can play 1 year, sign a contract, and it doesn't matter. If somebody can offer you more 1 year later, you're gone. Look at NIL now. Now it's in the college sports. So it's everywhere, no matter what. You can trade, free agency, blah, blah, blah. That isn't really the issue for me. The issue for me is the constant back and forth, the constant bickering, the constant, well, he got four, now it's 600, now it's 800. You know, what's the next guy going to get? The rumors that Rory was going to live, and then, you know, he said it wasn't true, and then people start to hate Rory because a social media thing came out. And then it's all about this back and forth, like, just anger at each other. That's where it is for me. And yes, some of that is the financial part, but it's the anger back and forth during some of the great weeks of golf. Now the majors are the top. We have the players. We have some of the other big time tournaments. As far as LIV goes and the other PGA stuff, whatever. Most of them are exhibitions anyways, in my opinion. There's about 10 to 12 that are great outside the majors. That's fine. But to me, that's where it is. It's a lot of that inner, it's just that fighting, that constant stuff going back and forth, which really we don't need, especially during major week. To wrap up here quick, guys, I know, Joe, you got to run. I got to run as well. Any final minute thought here on the CH side?
Junior, what do you got?
Yeah, no, I'll just say the webinar, you know, you're coming into the springtime. We'll turn it quickly a little bit to personal, you know, probably take a peek as you start opening your house, cleaning things and right the spring clean. Don't forget about taking a peek at your insurance programs as we come up to a new season. As you know, we're an independent. We have a multiple of carriers for different niches or families or businesses. And we look forward to working with people. And there's your mascot, Michael.
Yeah, I got two mascots this weekend. I got Gus, my in-law's dog, and the other Golden, my Cooper. And Gus just took my sandal, so I got to go.
And I know John's painting up there. John Serino is painting at the daughter's house. I just hope he has an insurance certificate for Ryan and his daughter.
Yes. Yeah. Tell everybody up there that the Blair Witch Project also needs insurance. Okay. It looks like it's always in the wilderness out there. Joe Jr., John Serino, guys, thank you. CHinsurance.cc for more. And of course, this is a CH Saturday on an ML Sports Platter edition. He's muted. We're done. Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You guys.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.